Well, hello and welcome to this English lesson about emergency preparedness. Now, that is a hard thing to say, but that is the term we use to talk about being ready for an emergency. It's very important in life to be prepared in case something goes wrong. And if you're wondering, how did I come up with this topic? It's because around this time of year, I put my hat and gloves. I have a special pair of gloves and a hat that I keep in my vehicle because winter is coming here. It's important to be prepared for something to go wrong in the winter if you drive a vehicle. So as I was putting my gloves and hat in my van, I thought, you know, I should do a bigger lesson on this. There are a lot of things you can do to prepare yourself in case something goes wrong in life. Maybe you go in the ditch, maybe the power goes out. There's a variety of things that you should just be prepared for. So once again, welcome to this English lesson on emergency preparedness. I think you will enjoy it. A first aid kit. So a first aid kit is a box. You can buy a first aid kit that has everything that you need in it, or you can make your own first aid kit. Most people buy a first aid kit. We have a first aid kit in our house. And mostly, it's not just because it's good to have one as a family. It's also because we live on a farm. Now, you might be wondering, what is in a first aid kit? Mostly, there are bandages. There are things you can use to wrap someone's ankle or elbow if they injure themselves. By the way, bandages, if you cut yourself, you can put a bandage on the cut. But usually it's the things you can use to take care of someone if they hurt themselves. At school, if we coach a team, when the team goes to play another team, we take a first aid kit with just in case one of the athletes hurt themselves. So this is something that everyone should have, a small first aid kit somewhere in their house. Just in case someone hurts themselves, you can then help them. And if it's something more serious, you can at least do what you can as you help them get to a doctor or a hospital. But first aid kit, probably the number one thing you should have in case of emergency. A flashlight. So one of the emergencies that is the most common here, and we just had one last week Wednesday, would be a power outage. So when the power goes out in the summer, it's not a big deal. But here in Canada, when the power goes out in the winter, it is a big deal for two reasons. One, it's cold in the winter and you need electricity to heat your house. And two, the days are very, very short right now. It gets dark at around 5 o'clock in the afternoon right now. So a flashlight is a very important thing to have. It allows you to see in the dark so that you don't have to stumble around your house. So the second kind of emergency you might have is a power outage, and it's always good to have a flashlight. Or if you're like me, you have a generator. We have a generator in case the power goes out. It's very important because if the power goes out in the summer, we have flowers in our floral coolers in the barn, and those flowers need to stay cold. So if the power goes out, we pull out the generator, we start the generator, and we connect the air conditioners or the cooling units to the generator so the flowers stay cold. And it's also nice because then we can run a long extension cord to our house, and then we have a little bit of power in the house to run our fridge and freezer as well. So when the power goes out, it is nice to have a generator. And yes, if you are learning British English, this is called a torch, I think, over there across the pond. That's how we sometimes refer to the UK, across the pond. We call it a flashlight. It might also be called a torch. Battery backup. I have one of these on my computer over there. When the power goes out, you don't want your computer to turn off suddenly. Maybe you're in the middle of typing something. Maybe you're in the middle of sending an email. And if the computer shuts off suddenly, you might lose that. So when you have a computer and you do important work on that computer, it's nice to have a battery backup. This will allow your computer to run for maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, and then you can turn it, you can finish what you're doing and turn it off properly. So yes, power outages, they are not super common in Canada, but they are something that I would say 3 or 4 times a year we have a power outage. It's so you can take that how you want. I guess maybe that is common. They usually last for 10 minutes, maybe an hour. The last power outage lasted for almost 2.5 hours. That was a little bit, we were about to pull the generator out, but then the power came back on. Road flare. So I don't use these, but I have noticed that when truck drivers have a breakdown, when the truck stops working properly, or when a truck driver is in an accident, they will often put flares out on the road to let people know, especially if it's on a highway. If there is an accident on the highway, the police sometimes come and they will put out road flares to kind of warn people to move over and to not get involved in an accident that has already happened. So a normal driver like me or you, we probably wouldn't have road flares in our vehicle, but certainly truck drivers in Canada and police officers would have road flares so that they can light them. By the way, a road flare is like, you light a road flare and it's on fire. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it is a bright flame. It's similar to, what would it be similar to? Like a firework that burns for a very long time with a bright light at the end. It doesn't explode, obviously, but a road flare would be used in some sort of car accident or emergency or breakdown on the road. And then I do not know anything about these. These are things you probably would use on a boat. So let's say you are on a boat out on a big lake or out on the ocean, and you run out of gas and it's getting dark and you need someone to rescue you, and maybe your phone is dead and maybe you have a little marine radio and it doesn't work either. You might use a flare gun to signal people. So similar to a road flare, this makes a very bright light as it burns, but a flare gun is something you use to shoot a flare up in the air, and usually it's red or a different color. I'm going to guess that the different colors mean different things. I don't actually know. But if I was out on a boat by myself with no phone and I needed to be rescued for some reason, I would maybe if I saw a boat in the distance, I would shoot the flare gun into the air and hopefully they would see me and come and give me a tow or come and rescue me. Another standard piece of equipment, I would say first aid kit and fire extinguisher are two things that everyone should have somewhere. On the farm, we have a number of fire extinguishers. We have one by our stove in the kitchen. We have one in the back room of our house. We have one in the work area in our barn. And we have another one in the shed where we keep all of our tractors and other equipment. Fire extinguishers are your number one defense if there is a fire. So if you are in the situation where there is a fire, you should know where your fire extinguisher is. And I know this is just an English lesson, but if you don't own a fire extinguisher, you should get one. Just get a little fire extinguisher to keep somewhere in your house, just in case. It would be so nice if there was suddenly a little fire and you had a fire extinguisher and you could quickly put it out. A very important thing to have just in case. And speaking of fires at the school, I mean, there's other things you do in case of emergency. There's things you do for emergency preparedness. At school, we do what's called a fire drill. Every year, we do a practice fire drill. I guess its very nature is that it is practice, but let me explain a little bit. The fire department requires that we do a fire drill and they observe us and they tell us whether we passed or not. So in order to pass our fire drill, we practice a week before without the fire department there. And then the next week we will do a fire drill with the fire department there. So every year in the fall, the fire alarm goes off at the school and we exit in an orderly fashion. And then the principal makes sure everyone did it right. A week later, the fire department will come down, the fire chief and some other firefighters, and we will have another fire drill and demonstrate that we know how to exit the building properly if there is a fire. So just a good thing to practice at a school or other large building. Even I think if you work in an office building, you might not have a fire drill, but you will definitely have a plan to exit the building if there is a fire. If there was a big storm coming, so for us in Canada, mostly that would be in the winter. If there was a big storm coming and they said, you know, roads are going to be impassable. So last winter we had a storm like this. We were home for 3 days and we couldn't go anywhere. Usually they do warn us that a storm like that is coming. If you live in a country that has hurricanes or typhoons or big winter storms, usually they'll say it could be bad. In that situation, Jen and I usually make sure we have enough water for 3 or 4 days or more. We make sure we have some water in the house and we make sure that we just have a lot of non-perishable food. So we don't usually buy bottled water, but in our cupboard, we actually have water and we call it the emergency water, the emergency water supply. And then every few months we do drink it all and then we buy another case of water. But especially in the winter, it's important that we make sure we have some water. Because even if you live in the city, there might be a situation where you're like, we don't drink our tap water. So this is a little more normal for us. But in the city, you might want to have some extra water around every once in a while. And non-perishable food is food that doesn't need to be in the refrigerator. And it's food that can stay on the shelf for a very long time. In fact, in English, we also say that this food has a long shelf life. If you have some soup and tomato sauce and some canned beans and looks like canned corn over there, this non-perishable food has a very, very long shelf life. So it's important. We almost always have some food like this in our house, but if we know it's going to be a period of time where there might be a power outage or we can't leave, we'll make sure that we have some food like this. And we'll also have, you know, just crackers and other food that you don't have to heat up to eat. And then it's good to have a plan. We have a plan. If our fire alarms, if our smoke detectors go off in our house, we have a plan for how to get out of the house and we have a plan where to meet. Usually one of our vehicles is parked by the barn. So if we ever woke up and our house had smoke in it, Jen and I and the kids know that we need to exit and we know that there are two different ways to exit from our house and that we will meet by that vehicle parked by the barn. So it's good to have a plan. At work, you probably have a plan. If you are at a school, you probably have a plan for sure. I see in the chat someone saying toilet paper. I do not have toilet paper on the list. You should definitely have enough toilet paper if there is a bad storm coming as well. Good point, Vitor. So this is something that I don't normally have with me, but I think probably the best scenario I can think is if you walk in the dark regularly. So another kind of emergency situation might be someone tries to mug you or attack you. I'm not familiar with this because I live way out in the country. But if I lived in the city and I knew I was going to be walking at night in an area where it might be a little bit dangerous, I think I would have a whistle with me so that if someone tried to steal my wallet or someone tried to attack me, I maybe could use the whistle to signal someone. I'm not an expert on self-defense or preventing someone from attacking you. So don't take my advice and buy a whistle. But certainly I do know people who live in areas where they carry pepper spray, which I think is illegal in some areas, or also called mace, or they might have a whistle on them to keep themselves safe. Now, we don't listen to the radio very often. We used to, a long time ago, listen to the radio, but we don't really anymore. But we do have one little radio, and it takes a battery. It doesn't have a crank on it like this one. And we keep that radio because if, let's say, the power went out for 3 days and we didn't have internet, we wouldn't have any way of knowing what's happening. So often in the winter, we'll make sure that our radio has a new battery in it, especially if a bad storm is coming, so that if the power went out, we could at least, you know, listen to the news or listen to the radio to see if there are any announcements. So always a good idea to have a radio in case of emergency. And then, of course, you should have some batteries. Thankfully, now a lot of things are rechargeable, but it's always a good idea to have some batteries on hand for your radio, for your flashlight, and anything else that you might use if it is an emergency. It's just handy to be able to replace the batteries if the batteries go dead in something. So batteries. And notice all the words I use there. You know, batteries go dead. You replace the batteries if they go dead. That's how we talk about batteries in English. And these are not rechargeable, but you can also buy rechargeable batteries, which are handy as well. Charger. So you want to be able to charge your phone. So my phone goes about 2 days before my phone is dead. So it's a good idea to be able to charge your phone. Just checking, I got an email here. Oh, very cool. I'm waiting to hear from someone, so nice. So it's good to have a charger. You might not have power, but you might have power in an emergency. So it would be nice to be able to charge your devices if they go dead. And then this one doesn't have a solar panel on it. You can see this one has a solar panel on it, but we would call this a battery pack or a phone charger. I usually just call it a power pack sometimes. This is something that you can charge. And then this one's kind of nice because it has wireless charging. So if I put my phone on this, when it's on, it will charge. But it also has all of the necessary, let's see here if it will focus, probably not. It also has all of the necessary ports for charging phones and other devices. So it's nice to have a battery pack. I might get one like this someday, but they're a little bit pricey, so we'll see. And you might want candles. Now, the fire department doesn't like it if you use candles during a power outage, but candles are certainly a way to have light. Whenever there's a power outage here in Ontario, every once in a while, there's also a house fire because people use candles and they accidentally set their house on fire. So we do use candles as a last resort. That means that we usually use our rechargeable flashlights and lamps, but we do keep candles in the house just in case, because if the power was out for 3 days, and that has happened before, twice in my time living here, the power's been out for 3 or 4 days. Usually that happens when we have an ice storm. So eventually, if everything you own is dead, it's nice to at least have some candles to safely light. Use them safely to light your house. And then, of course, you should have a lighter or matches. A lighter, of course, is something that you flick and you use it to light your candles. Matches, you strike a match and then you use that to light your candles or other things. But definitely, if you have candles, you're going to want to have a lighter, or you're going to want to have matches, a pack of matches. And keep these out of reach of children. So in English, we have a phrase, packages will say, keep out of reach of children. If you have medicine or painkillers like Advil or Tylenol or matches, usually there's a warning that says, keep out of reach of children. Certainly if you have matches, keep them out of reach of children. Kids, if they find matches, will probably play with them. You might, if it's a serious emergency, you might want to take some of your important documents if you have to leave. Let's say you live in an area where they say there's going to be flooding. Maybe there's going to be a tsunami. If you are quickly leaving, you'll want to take your important documents with you. You'll want to make sure that you have things like your passport. Maybe you have a piece of paper that says you own your house. But if you have important documents in your house and you need to evacuate, when you are evacuated, it means you need to leave an area because of a coming emergency. That rarely happens here, but I know it does happen in areas closer to the ocean where there might be some kind of flooding and you might need to evacuate. Pet food. So this is kind of an interesting one. If there's an emergency, your pet needs to eat. You don't just need food for yourself. You might need food for your pet. I remember my uncle and aunt were camping once and they had their dog with them and there was a tornado. So a tornado is like a cyclone. A tornado came through the campground and they needed to be evacuated. And then they were happy because someone brought them some dog food. They didn't remember to take their dog food with. So even pets during an emergency, of course, will need food. So make sure that if there's a big storm coming, if we know there's a big storm coming, we make sure we have enough dog food for Oscar and Walter. And then extra clothing. So this has a number of uses, I guess I would say. When Jen and I go on a long trip in the winter, we always bring extra clothing because if the car or van was to break down or if we got in an accident, we no longer have heat. So I mentioned that I keep a toque and gloves in the van. If I'm just driving to school and back, and if I was to have car problems or get in a small accident, I probably will find, like, I know people who live along that road. I know that I wouldn't be stuck out in the cold for hours on end. I could call Jen and she could come and get me. But when we go to visit Jen's parents who live a few hours from here, we make sure we take some winter clothing, a big winter coat, some extra socks and shoes or socks and sweaters and winter hats just in case if we were to go in the ditch, slide into the ditch, or if the car broke down. Then we would have those things ready to go. Medication. If you are someone who is on medication, especially if it is something you must take every day for your health, you would want to make sure that if you need to go somewhere in an emergency that you take your medication with you. So this is a good example from the evacuation example. If you needed to evacuate an area, you would want to make sure that you took your medication with you. It wouldn't be good to be in a shelter or to have to leave an area and then not have your medication. You would want to make sure you take it with you. And you want to take toiletries. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with this term in English. Toiletries refer to all of the things you use to care for yourself. So things like a comb, toothpaste, toothbrush, shampoo, soap, dental floss, deodorant, mouthwash. There's a few of these things in this picture. We call these toiletries. I'm not sure if this is just a Canadian term, but for me, I know that if I pack to go somewhere, and I'm serious, I'm really hoping to go see Brent in Maine at the end of June or beginning of July. And if I pack to go see him, I will pack clothes, but I will also pack my toiletries. So toothbrush, toothpaste. I think Brent would appreciate that if I actually, when I got there, was able to not smell or have bad breath. Anyways, toiletries are all of those things that basically you use in the bathroom. Shaving cream, shaver or razor, those are all toiletries. Always good to have those in case of emergency because sometimes you might have to go for days without showering, but you can at least brush your teeth and put on deodorant and smell nice for the people around you. Gas. So you might need gas for a generator. You might need gas just so that you can keep driving your car. We usually keep two cans of gas almost all the time. In the summer, we always have gas because we have lawnmowers and those kinds of things. But in the winter, we try to make sure we have two cans of gas so that if the power did go out, we could at least run the generator for a small period of time. And you might need gas for your vehicle or another reason if it is an emergency. So there's something called a pocket knife. We also call this a jackknife. In an emergency, you never know what you might need to cut or scrape or slice. You could use this to cut up carrots to feed your family. You could use this to make a point on a stick so that you can roast something over a fire. So a pocket knife is a handy thing to have. I do not have a pocket knife. What I have is a Swiss Army knife. These things are very, very cool. So if you have one of these, you know what I'm talking about. This is almost exactly the Swiss Army knife that I have. And that's what we call it in Canada. I think that's probably what most English speakers call it. It has a knife. It has a screwdriver. It has a can opener. It has a scissor. It has scissors. It has, I think you can sew with it. It has a little saw. And it has, of course, a corkscrew if you happen to need to open a bottle of wine. I've never used the corkscrew. Very cool. I really, really like that tool. There's another type of tool called a multi-tool, which is similar but has pliers. But if you don't have a Swiss Army knife, if you're looking for gift ideas for Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas, buy someone a Swiss Army knife. I'm sure they'll love it. Very handy thing to have. It's good to have a can opener. If you have a whole bunch of non-perishable food in cans and the power's out and you are somewhere and you don't have a can opener, you can't eat the food. It's stuck in the cans. So having a can opener is certainly a handy thing to have. You can open the canned food and you can eat it. So definitely good idea to have a can opener. And then entertainment. One of the things we notice, because the most common emergency here would be a power outage, one of the things we notice is that you can't do the things you normally do. You can't work on your computer. I can't make videos. Jen, she can work outside still if it's summer, but when work is done, you need some form of entertainment. So it's good to have a book, a deck of cards, maybe some different board games. It's good to have things for entertainment because you might have to go a long period of time where you can't watch TV or you can't use the internet. So definitely a good idea to have some form of entertainment ready to go. And then you might want to have some cash. One of the things we noticed during the last power outage was that the one restaurant had power, but they weren't able to do electronic transactions. So you couldn't pay with your phone or bank card or Visa card, but they took cash. So we were able to go get pizza, even though there was a power outage at our house. So it's always a good idea to have a little bit of cash. I don't think I have any cash in my wallet right now. Do I have any cash in my wallet? Oh, yes, $5. So this is not a lot of money, but at least I have some money in my wallet. But generally $10, $20, maybe $30 cash or more. It's a good idea to always have a little bit of cash somewhere just in case you need it. I don't think you need this, but when I was done making my slides, when I make the lessons, when I'm done coming up with all my own ideas, then I use the internet to see if there's anything I missed. And they said you should have a compass. I don't have a compass. I think GPS on phones has kind of replaced that, right? Like, but maybe if you live somewhere like in the northern part of Finland or something, maybe it would be a good idea to have a compass just in case. But I don't. By the way, a compass will point towards magnetic north. So magnetic north is slightly off from true north. But it will give you a good idea of which direction is north. And then you might know which direction to walk to get home or find the nearest city, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe I should get a compass. Maybe this is a good Christmas gift idea as well. I don't know why you need rope, but they said if you're preparing, you should have rope. And then I thought to myself, maybe you need rope to help someone. Maybe the emergency situation is someone needs to be rescued when they're climbing. Maybe you need rope to pull a car out of a ditch, but a rope might be a handy thing to have. I didn't think of this one because we just have rope on the farm for a variety of reasons. So there's always rope somewhere. And the list said you should have an axe. Maybe you live somewhere where there's lots of trees, and in order to heat your house, you need to go out and chop some firewood. It might be handy to have an axe in order to do that. It might be a good idea to have an axe and maybe a saw to be able to cut up wood to use in a fireplace or in a wood stove to keep your house warm during a power outage or other emergency. And then it's always good to have some blankets. We also keep a few blankets in our car in the winter. If we're going on a long trip, we keep a couple blankets in the back of the van. Again, just in case we're somewhere cold and our van stops working or we're in an accident. It's always good to have your hat, your gloves. We call it a toque, by the way, the hat, blankets. If you go on a long trip in the winter, Brent's probably familiar with this as well. It's just good to be prepared in those situations. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.